Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents Debunked, deconstructing influential conspiracy theories, written by Casey Little and read by Peter Brook. Introduction. Conspiracy theories. Why do they fascinate us? Why write a book about conspiracy theories? Because they become so influential and spread to sometimes irrational extremes. Is there a way to separate the possible from the impossible? Yes, this book does that. Conspiracy theories have been around forever. They flourish every time there's a national or cultural crisis, especially in times and places where people are suspicious of their own governments. As I'll discuss in the chapter one, these beliefs are fueled when real secret operations that have been carried out are revealed to the public despite efforts made to keep them secret. Historically, conspiracy theorists were mostly small and isolated groups. Think of the lone gunman as represented on the 1990s TV show The X-Files and their own brief spin-off show. In the last couple decades, the internet has brought these conspiracy groups together and given them a much larger platform. The larger the platform, the more belief can spread. Now there are conspiracy theories surrounding almost every major national or global event. Conspiracy theories started to explode in the 1970s because of two real-world events, the Kennedy assassination and Watergate. Both cases resulted in many documents becoming declassified and many previously secret operations becoming public knowledge. As you can imagine, real cover-ups will open the door for beliefs in other secret operations that haven't yet become public knowledge. Does that mean every conspiracy theory is valid? Not at all. So how can you be an intelligent consumer of alternative theories? I hope to give you a hand there. When I first began teaching a general psychology course, a frequent question I get from students was, what causes people to believe in conspiracy theories, and why do some people get so aggressive in defending their beliefs? The interest and excitement in the class over these questions eventually led to Psychology of Conspiracy Beliefs, becoming its own section in my psychology and sociology classes. This led to a second common question. How can I cut through the bull and figure out which conspiracies could be true and which ones are completely ridiculous? This question led to the format you'll find in this book. Putting conspiracy theories on a spectrum from possible to impossible and using a project management approach to decide where on the spectrum they'd land. What do I mean by project management? I mean considering the conspiracy from a practical standpoint and thinking about what it would take, step by step, to carry it out. How many people would be needed? What records would have to be fabricated? How many people would it take to infiltrate and fake those records? And, most importantly, what's the goal of the conspiracy? And is the suggested conspiracy the best way you could think of to achieve the goal and expect success? Are there much easier ways to carry out the same goal that would involve fewer people and have a better chance of success? These are the questions conspiracy theorists avoid thinking about, and these are the questions I'd ask the class as we brought up the conspiracy theories you'll find in these pages. I've selected several popular and controversial conspiracy theories and dedicated a chapter to each one. In each chapter, we'll start with the official description of the event and then describe the conspiracy theories surrounding it. Then we'll take a practical approach to what might be required to carry out such a conspiracy and consider what the assumed goal of the conspiracy is. If there's a wide spectrum of conspiracies, such as around the 9/11 attacks, I'll place them on the spectrum from possible to impossible and describe why they'd be at those points on the spectrum. Did the Twin Towers really look like a controlled demolition? Would jet fuel have to melt steel for the towers to collapse? What would it take in hours and people to secretly plant enough explosives to bring the buildings down without being discovered and without being set off by the impact or fires from the planes? I'll then include some of the alternative ways the goals could have been achieved in a more practical way that had a greater chance to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?